This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A PayPal data breach has been confirmed, with money stolen from some accounts and passwords reset by hackers. Some PayPal users have received email from the company confirming a data breach that exposed personal information from a hacker who gained access to PayPal's systems. The data breach exposed some PayPal customer data for 6 months after a hacker gained access to PayPal systems last July 1st. The hacker apparently had access until December 12, 2025. When PayPal discovered the security incident. The breach accessed user information including name, email address, phone number, business address, social security number, and date of birth. PayPal has also confirmed that a few customers experienced unauthorized transactions on their accounts. PayPal has issued refunds to those customers who were impacted. PayPal says that it has terminated the attacker's access to its systems, and those customers impacted have had their account passwords reset. Users may find that they are required to set a new password when they try to log in. For customers whose account information was stolen, PayPal says, "We are offering you 2 years of complimentary credit monitoring and identity restoration services through Equifax." PayPal issued recommendations for users to use a unique username and password combination for every website and service. Change your password and any associated security questions if you detect any suspicious activity on your account. When web links are present in an email, you should hover your mouse over the links to view the actual destination URL and should not click on the link if you are unsure of the destination URL or website. PayPal also advises users to pay attention to messages that promote urgency and require immediate action. PayPal tells its customers that it will never ask for username and password of any PayPal account or for any authentication factors, such as a one-time code over a call, text, or email, and for users to be suspicious of illicit activity if such requests are made. A 30-year-old Missoula man was found dead by search and rescue crews in the sleeping child drainage area late last Tuesday, February 17th, according to the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office. Richard Jeffrey McGowan, who went by Jeff, had been reported missing since Sunday. U.S. Forest Service law enforcement located his vehicle in a remote area earlier Tuesday, prompting an immediate response from the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office and search and rescue. The operation involved drones and a National Guard helicopter from Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls. Searchers located McGowan at the base of a rock face, and the preliminary investigation indicates that he died from an accidental fall while rock climbing. President Donald Trump has nominated his second new federal judge for Montana, Katie Lane, to replace Judge Susan Waters. Katie Lane, formerly Katie Smithgall, was a deputy solicitor general under Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson from May 2021 to March 2023. She has since worked as a senior counsel for litigation for the Republican National Committee, where she was involved with election-related legal cases. Lane will now need to win confirmation from the U.S. Senate. Judge Susan Waters was appointed by President Barack Obama in 2013. She announced last summer that, effective this June, she would move into senior status, a form of semi-retirement where she can still hear federal cases but will have a reduced workload. If Katie Lane is confirmed, two out of Montana's three full-time federal district judges will be Trump appointees. The first, Bill Mercer, a lawyer and state representative from Billings, was confirmed last October. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.